Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, and I'm reading from a devotional book put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It's called Extreme Devotion. This book catalogs the struggles of God's people over past years. Today we visit old China and two young girls. "Shoot them, and we'll let you live." The pastor had struck a deal with the communists in the Chinese prison where they were being held. But the two Christian girls standing before him were resolved not to renounce their faith. A fellow prisoner who watched the terrible scene described their faces as pale, but beautiful beyond belief, infinitely sad, but sweet. They were determined to face death rather than turn their backs on Christ. The pastor reasoned, "Why should we all three die? If I kill you, and they let me live, then I can continue to work among the churches." The girls spoke to him softly. "Before you shoot us, Pastor, we want to thank you for all you've meant to us. You led us to Christ, baptized us, gave us Holy Communion. May God reward you for all the good you have done. You also taught us that Christians are sometimes weak and commit terrible sins, but they can be forgiven again. When you regret what you are about to do to us, don't despair like Judas, but repent like Peter. And remember that our last thoughts of you are not of hatred and anger, but of love and forgiveness. We all pass through times of darkness. We die gladly." The pastor's heart was already hardened, and he shot them. Immediately afterward, the communists shot him. Ephesians 4:32, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." People who are faced with the prospect of a sudden death may find their thoughts turning to friends and family or to unfulfilled dreams. Some recall seeing their lives flash before their eyes. This total recall, however, is likely interrupted for those who fall victim to the ultimate betrayal, being murdered by someone they considered a friend. Anger, bitterness, and hatred for the supposed friend would all seem justifiable. Would forgiveness factor in at all? As Christians, we must choose to extend forgiveness in every circumstance, even those involving life and death. Like the girls in this story, your reaction to betrayal preaches an effective sermon. How might your choosing to forgive point the way to Jesus for someone you know? Incredible story. If you'd like this book, Extreme Devotion, it's not free, but email Voice of the Martyrs at thevoice@vom.org. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. We will talk again real soon. Bye-bye.